You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. WVXU is exploring the changing landscape of Cincinnati's Madisonville neighborhood. As communities bordering Madisonville, Indian Hill, Marymount, Madeira all thrived in the last 50 years, the prosperity wasn't shared. Businesses slowly began to die off as Red Bank Expressway carried shoppers to Hyde Park and Kenwood. The neighborhood entered decline. Now there's a concerted effort to remake the community into a place people want to live, work, and play. So we come to the question of how to describe the changes underway there. Is it revitalization, a renaissance, gentrification? Let's take a look.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cheery purple walls greet customers who stream into Lala's Blissful Bites near the corner of Madison and Wetzel. The pop-up bakery has been popular with neighbors like Leslie Landrum since it opened earlier this year. She chose to raise her family in Madisonville because she loved growing up here.
Everybody knew everybody, so it was just, you know, everybody talked to everybody. I mean, it was more of a close-knit kind of community.
Landrum sees the new businesses and planned apartments in Madisonville as a positive. She'd like to see the area return to the thriving community it once was, full of shopping and businesses, opportunity and community. She thinks the neighborhood is on the right pathway, but then she's heard plans like this before.
In the late 1990s, early 2000s, Madisonville had a 25-year plan that was 40 years old at the time. So I do see changes. I just wanted to keep going and bring Madisonville back to what it was.
Just down the sidewalk from Lala's is the Madisonville Community Urban Revitalization Corporation, also known as MCURC. In 2013, it began implementing the Madisonville Quality of Life Plan aimed at bringing the area back to prosperity. Its particular focus is the four-block radius surrounding Madison and Wetzel. Director Sarah Sheets says the goal is to create housing and businesses that reflect the neighborhood's diversity.
We're not trying to get in fancy shops to cater to the neighborhoods that surround us. We could do that, but we want to serve the people who are here in Madisonville.
Sheets says the group rejected a high-end development proposal in favor of market-rate apartments specifically because it does worry about the idea of gentrification.
Yeah, it is a concern of mine too, because I live in the neighborhood. I chose Madisonville 13 years ago because of the diversity, and I wanted my children to grow up in an integrated neighborhood. And so I share those same concerns. We don't want to, people always say, oh, you're going to be the next Oakley. And we say, no, we don't want to be the next Oakley. We want to be the best Madisonville that we can be.
Diagonally across the street from MCURC, community activist Kathy Garrison is hauling doors and appliances out of a series of storefronts. She's just received word the buildings are being torn down earlier than expected. She's not convinced the current revitalization plan truly serves the community.
Shops that are going in are upscale. I think the community spoke and said, we want a post office, we want a drugstore, we want all of those things that we can afford and participate in. I'm not sure and haven't been convinced that that's what's occurring.
High taxes are another concern. As the housing market improves, so do home values. Garrison says it's important to keep taxes in check so people, especially the elderly, can afford to stay in their homes.
I think there will be many who cannot afford, who will eventually walk away from here, because they can't afford the restaurant, they can't afford the upscale, whatever that is that's going in.
Everyone I talk to says they want what's best for Madisonville. How to get there remains up for debate, as does what to call it. Gentrification for Kathy Garrison, revitalization for Sarah Sheets, and Leslie Landrum, glancing around Lala's Blissful Bites, she says it's progress.
I think Madisonville's gonna do all right. I just need for the local state municipality to continue doing what they're doing. I don't want to see Madisonville's plan stopped again. If it stops, it may not be a good thing.
Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.